And now your HR tip of the week. Your HR tip of the week is being sponsored by VeralDana.com.
Hi, this is Tani Alvarez from VeralDana. Does your organization have a practice in place to assist with the review of performance and behavior of its most senior team members? Oftentimes, we see situations in which the employer has set up policies and practices to review the work of subordinate or non-exempt employees, but managers may go years without receiving a performance appraisal or honest feedback about concerns or issues with their performance. The only thing that a practice like this leads to, in the long run, is a headache. Inevitably, at some point in the future, you will have a bad egg in senior management. Someone whose interpersonal behavior does not mesh well with the rest of the team, or who generally isn't sufficiently competent enough to perform the tasks at hand. In these situations, it's imperative that you quickly begin to document these situations and issues. What happened? Who was there? Why is it problematic? Did it violate a policy? Managing senior level managers is always a sensitive topic, but it's necessary to maintain a positive culture. If you have further questions concerning best practices as to this subject, contact a member of VeralDana's Labor and Employment Practice Group.
And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by VeralDana.com.